And let's continue on the KCII Football Friday preview show. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Sigourney Kyoto's Luke Greiner. Luke, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yep, thank you.
So, Luke, the team's heading back to the playoffs, heading back for the second year in a row, going to face off with Pella Christian later tonight. Before we get into that, let's just talk about the season as a whole. Your final year, how do you think the team has progressed throughout the year?
We've come a long way from the beginning of the season. We came into the season with pretty high hopes, and then first 2 weeks we kind of struggled there, but we bounced back. Week three we got a win, then fell week four to Regina, a really good team. But since then we've kept on track. Obviously, week nine we lost to Wilton, but we found our way into the playoffs with a wild card spot, and I think as a whole we've progressed. We've come a very long way from where we were at the beginning of the season.
Very good. Well, as you mentioned, Luke, your team got in as a wild card, 5-4. After that unfortunate loss last week to Wilton, what was the thinking of the team? Did you have a pretty good idea that the team was in? Was it nervous energy? What was kind of the thoughts after the loss?
We were real nervous. We knew coming in, or at least we thought coming in, that the only way we were going to make the playoffs was if we won. And unfortunately, 4th and 6th, 15 seconds left, Wilton ran it in around the end and scored, and we go down and lose that game. So we come out of the game thinking that we aren't going to make the playoffs, and we were nervous and upset and disappointed that the season ended the way it did, but four teams all lost by 17-plus points, and we ended up finding our way into the playoffs, and I think the team was really excited, and we feel like we're worthy of being in the playoffs because it was such a tight game with the number two seed in our district, and we're excited and honored.
Was the team all still together, maybe on the bus ride home when you found out? Was it late in the night? When did the whole team find out that you're back in the playoffs?
Well, it was a long trip back from Wilton, and a lot of us had just made our way home, and our coach had texted us and told us that we were going to the playoffs and get ready to go because we were going to be having practice.
Well, congrats to you going back to the playoffs. Well, Luke, as we mentioned, this is your senior year, three-year starter. This season, what kind of leadership role have you taken on for the team?
You know, I think just experience and kind of taking what I've learned from the past seniors and the past leaders and applied that to the team this year. I think along with the other seniors, we've been able to kind of create a culture where, I mean, we're all real close and we all want to win real bad. And I think we've developed a culture here where we work for it. And that's plain and simple. We're just hardworking and give it our all every Friday.
Very good. And along those lines, throughout your 3 years of being a starter, if you had to pinpoint one thing that you felt you've most improved on, what would that be?
I think what I've most improved on is my patience back in the pocket. Early on, I would rush it and flush out of the pocket and try to use my legs more than I used my arm, but now I've worked on sitting back and trying to read the field and find the receivers, which have done an awesome job this season.
Well, Luke, let's talk about your coach a little bit, Jared Jensen. He's been there a while. What do you like about him, and what's his philosophy as a coach?
Oh, Jensen's awesome. He's really bought into us kids ever since I was a freshman or eighth grader. I guess we've been working out and lifting through the off season, end of the season, and he's been a lot of fun and an awesome guy to work with. He's developed me as well as the other season other seniors into not only good football players but awesome people, awesome citizens.
Luke, to wrap up football, let's talk about that game tonight. You traveled to Pella Christian for the second year in a row. You've had a chance to look at them. What can you expect from them tonight?
I think this year they changed their scheme a little bit. They lost two really threatening seniors in Kakmarinski and Levi Jungling, where they would air it out quite a bit. Now they still pass the ball, but they've kind of developed into more of a run team, and I think that we're ready for it, and we're going to play our hardest tonight and give it all we got.
Well, let's branch out a little bit. Let's look at your other sports. You're also involved in track and basketball. You might also go out for golf and baseball. Out of all of those, what's your favorite?
My favorite sport is definitely football. It's something I've done since I was little, and I've just kind of developed a love for it. It's a emotional and passionate game, and you don't really see emotion like that in any other sport, in my opinion.
Yeah, right on. Well, Luke, of course, play for SK. You're at Kyoto, and with that in mind, you know, it's unique with Sigourney Kyoto. Of course, with football, you're playing with other Sigourney players. In other sports, you know, not so much. You were like in track, you're facing off. How is that where you build relationship with these guys, your teammates in one sport and then competitors in another?
The only way I can think to describe it is it's special to be able to go and build the camaraderie and then turn around and compete with each other. It's just like a sibling rivalry, I guess I'd say. We call ourselves family and brothers on the football field, and also on the wrestling mat we share a program, and then we turn around and we play each other in basketball and baseball, and we run against each other in track. So, I mean, there's definitely, I guess, sibling-like rivalry there, but at the end of the day, we're all really close.
Right on. Well, Luke, let's get away from sports. In a few months, you will be graduating from Kyoto. What's the plans after high school?
After high school, I plan on going to Iowa State to major in agricultural engineering.
Okay, very good. What inspired you to want to go that route?
I've always been interested in agriculture, especially crop farming, so I'd like to someday work on developing new agriculture and row crop equipment.
Awesome. Well, best of luck at that. Well, Luke, when you're not involved in different sports, school, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I spend a lot of time working with show hogs and hanging out with my friends, as well as participating in other extracurricular activities like FFA and speech.
Good to hear. Well, Luke, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedgebove Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, respect, dependability, and quality. What are some of your core values?
I think some of the biggest things for me are faith and family. I think that those lie at the core of my values, and I try to model my life around that and around my faith and being there for my family.
Awesome. Well, Luke, it's been fun talking to you here today. Best of luck tonight, hopefully moving on in the playoffs, and best of luck in the future.
Yep, thank you.
That was Luke Greiner of the Sigourney Kyoto football team. Join us as this week's Football Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Luke has put together an impressive senior season, dominating the district in both rushing and passing yards. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the KCII Football Friday preview show right after this.